Amen. That's great, Hannah. Appreciate that. Well, let's look in Psalm 19, and you should have a lesson plan. If you need a copy of that, you can slip your hand up to me and bring that right around to you. Pressing on in the pathway of wisdom is what we're going to look at tonight. Just want to make a mention here that the week of Thanksgiving, we're not having a Wednesday night service. We'll have a Tuesday night service, so make sure you mark that on your calendar. And so it'll be Tuesday night on November the 21st. So it'll be our midweek service that week. Also, I want to mention that Sunday night we'll be having a special time as far as a service and some instruction in reference to some of the things we're desiring to incorporate for security around here, and also the biblical reason backing why we need to do that. And sure, of course, we know it's a practical reason, but be praying about that, and it'll be great for you to come and be a part of the Sunday evening service so you can get that information firsthand. And it'll be just kind of an introductory type of a thing, and we're going to be expanding and building a security team, so to speak, to be able to make sure we can keep things safe around here. Just a word, though, on Sunday morning, the doors will be locked, okay? We'll have somebody at the doors to let you in, but we are going to be monitoring the entrances to our building so we know who's coming in, so we can make sure things are secure. All right? So now you feel all at ease and everything's wonderful. Amen? Praise the Lord. And when all else fails, the Lord's with us. Amen? And he can help us and strengthen us. So pressing on in the pathway of wisdom out of Psalm 19, in verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." And so I'm thankful in Psalm 19 of it declaring how effective the Word of God is to us. The Word of God is perfect. There's nothing wrong with the Word of God. And where we run into problems is we don't live according to what God gives us instruction and what God's plan is for us. I'm glad he's still converting the soul. And I'm thankful that the testimony of the Lord is still sure, but I'm really thankful for our text there in verse 7, making wise the simple. And, we can be pretty simple-minded, but that's why we need to gain the mind of Christ. And that's what we want to kind of think about tonight and going through this concept of the path of wisdom, the pathway of wisdom. We want to press on growing and maturing in our understanding of who God is. And he is the one who will help us and give us intellectual abilities that's beyond measure, if you will, and an understanding about life and purpose because we know who God is. So first of all, we're going to go through Proverbs. You can see in your notes there's a lot of verses in Proverbs dealing with this topic of wisdom. First of all, the path of the unwise. And the unwise in the Bible are often called simple or simple-minded, scorners. They're called the fool. And when we talk about, when we read through Proverbs and it's mentioning these different ones, the scorner or the fool or whatever, realize that when it's saying that, it is making references to those who are not wise at all. And so the path of the unwise, first of all, letter A there, is they're intellectually challenged. And I'm being gracious. I didn't want to say stupid, you know, so they're intellectually challenged. And in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." I mean, they're intellectually challenged. They can't comprehend, they can't grasp that the reality of life is based upon who God is. That's where wisdom and begins, and that's where knowledge begins, is in reference to who God is. If you don't know who God is, you can't get your science right. If you don't know who God is, you can't get your morals right. I mean, today the problem in America is everybody has their own moral standard, which is absolutely no moral standard, and they wonder why nothing works. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of real knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So they're intellectually challenged because they hate instruction. They don't like to be told what to do. And I thought it was interesting. I was talking to one of our teachers today, and they were saying something about they've noticed that the students over the years are more challenging in reference. They don't like to be told what to do. And it's interesting in church ministries. If you say, well, if you're going to be involved in ministry, this is what we expect out of you, and this is what we desire you to do. People say, I don't want to receive that instruction. I'm not going to do that. Who do you think you are to tell me to do that? And so the unwise person hates instruction. Proverbs 1 in verse 22 says, how long, ye simple ones? In other words, the unwise. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And so they're intellectually challenged because they just will not come to the Lord to accept the fact that, wait a minute, God has a better way to live, and God has a better way for us to be successful in our life, and that's gaining knowledge and wisdom based on who he is, following the instruction of God. In Proverbs 23, in verse 9, it says, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. And it's just always interesting when somebody just absolutely refuses to listen to what the Bible says. You can might as well talk to that wall because they're not going to listen to a thing you say. And they actually despise everything that you're saying. Why? Because they hate instruction. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Don't tell me I have to do this. Don't tell me that God is this. They just hate it. They hate instruction. An unwise person hates instruction. Don't allow yourself to get trapped where you close down and say, I'm just not going to listen to what they have to say. I'm not going to listen to what the Bible has to say, because you're putting your feet on the pathway of being unwise. And so they hate instruction. Number two there, because they hate instruction, they have no understanding. In Proverbs chapter 7, you know, you can know a lot of information. You can academically have all kinds of degrees behind your name, but it doesn't mean you understand anything. And Dr. Malone used to say that these different people are educated past the point of intelligence, and I think that's what the problem is. Proverbs 7:7, it says, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. And we have so much instruction, so much things that you can do as far as getting education, but yet nobody understands anything. They can't comprehend how things work. They can't comprehend what life should be. And it's because of the fact they're intellectually challenged, because they are on a path of not being wise. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 4 says, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, for as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. And so we have to overcome this simple-mindedness by saying, well, wait a minute, God has something deeper, better in grasping and understanding the instruction of God, so that I might be able to comprehend what life is about. And let me tell you, the world that we're living in, it is so out of control. It's hard to comprehend and understand. How do we respond? How do we live? Everything is just seems like it's falling apart around us. So we don't want to go down the path of being unwise. So don't develop this mindset. You don't want to be instructed on anything, and you don't want to go to a point of understanding. They never profit from rebuke. In Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 7, says, he that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. And so the wise thing to do is, for when you receive instruction, or you have to be corrected in that instruction, you receive it rather than get angry and reject it. And a scorner will reject that situation. It's just interesting. I know we were dealing with a student, and the parent just will not take responsibility for their children. The child's fine here. He goes home, and the parent says, my kid's out of control in the home. And so we just told her, be the parent. Stop letting your kid rule the roost, amen? You be the parent. And so what does she do? She gets mad at us about that. Well, I can't help it. The kid's fine here. You tell them don't do this, they don't do it. You tell them to sit down and do the work, he sits down and does his work. He does everything that we ask for. Why? Because when he first came here, he was angry and out of control, and we established it very quick. Buddy, we are not tolerating that here. And that was a fellow I was telling you about that I made sit back there, and he was all angry and acting like he was going to throw up. And I told him, I said, you throw up on my floor, you're going to wash it, and you're going to clean it up. He stopped real fast. He's perfect here. Perfect. There's nothing wrong with the kid. But he goes home, he's out of control. And you tell the mother, you tell the parents, look, you need to get your child under control, and this is what you need to do. And they get mad at us. Why? They're on a path of unwise decisions because they won't receive instruction that will help them look at the evidence of how it helped your child when he's here. So why don't you receive instruction so you can help him when he's there? But a scorner will not receive instruction. They're on a path because they're on a path of not being wise. They're moving away from learning the wisdom and understanding of what life is about and how to live your life. They're intellectually challenged. Secondly, letter B, an unwise person is personally corrupted. And if we had just continually refused to receive instruction, we would continually refuse to receive a rebuke to correct things that are wrong in our life, you just end up corrupting yourself, you know? As they say, one bad apple in the basket corrupts the whole basket. And if you allow one thing to come in your life just to corrupt your thought pattern and unwillingness to correct it, then your whole personality, your whole life starts to fall apart and it gets corrupted. All you need is just one thing to get in there. One thing that causes you to refuse the instruction of God. One thing to get in your thought process that will turn your heart away from what God has for you. And the next thing you know, you look at people and you say, how in the world did they get to this point? And it's because they started down the path of being unwise because of the fact they were intellectually challenged, but also they're personally corrupted. They will finally fall. That's your fill in there, fall. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but the prating fool shall fall. And you only can despise the way and the will of God so long before you stumble and you fall. It all comes apart. It all unravels. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 10, it says, he that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. In verse 14 of that same chapter, it says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. And what a shame it is. I mean, I've watched this over the years. You sit down with somebody and tell them, look, this is what you have to do to correct this. And they look at you and say, well, I'm not going to, who do you think you are? I'm not going to listen to that. I can do it myself. Your life is falling apart. Don't you understand your life is falling apart? Look what is going on. And I'm going to get to what the problem is with that in a few moments. But they can't even see that their life is falling apart because they have so corrupted the whole thought process of who they are and how they're going to respond. So eventually they're going to fall. You cannot go down the path of being unwise and not end up suffering the consequences somewhere. So we need to press on to be wise, and that's what we're going to end on, the positive aspect. But number two, they're self-confident. In other words, they're developing this spirit that they don't need anybody else, and nobody knows anything as much as they know. And self-confident, you're in trouble. And I have learned very quickly over the years that when I think I've got all the answers, I am in trouble. Because I'm starting down the path of acting very unwise because I don't know everything. I can't comprehend everything. And I need instruction from other people to help me to keep myself going in the right path, in the right direction. Become self-reliant and self-confident apart from God. I'm living in reference to my own thought process. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. The worst thing you can do is refuse to listen to somebody's counsel. And because if God has brought that person into your life, God has brought them there for a reason to help you to be able to stay on the path of being wise in your decisions that you make in life. And you just think you don't need anybody. You think you can make up in your own mind. You think you're going to live according to that which is right in your own eyes. Look at Israel in the book of Judges and see what happened. And whenever you start living in light of your self-confidence in the reality of who you are apart from what God has to say, I'm going to tell you right now, you're on a path that's going to destroy yourself. In Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 26, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool. Why would he say that? Because the heart's desperately wicked. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. You know, I've often heard preachers say, and I understand what they're saying. I often joke about it. I've heard preachers get up and say, I just want to share my heart today. And I feel like saying, asking for a call on me. Yeah, but the Bible says your heart is desperately wicked. I don't want to hear from your heart. Amen. But I understand what they're saying. They're, you know, I've said it myself at different times. I just want to share my heart today. Well, in reality, I don't want to share the real heart, amen, because the heart is desperately wicked. I can't trust my heart. My emotions, the seat of my emotions get raw sometimes, and I have to be careful about that. I don't want to be self-confident. I want to be Lord-dependent, amen. And when I'm Lord-dependent, then I don't get puffed up in pride, and I don't come to a point in my life where I'm absolutely refusing to listen to the counsel of others. So notice he's not only self-confident, but he will never attain wisdom. And he'll think he's getting wiser, but because of the fact that he's intellectually challenged, he's only getting wisdom from his viewpoint and from his perception of what life is. So he never attains wisdom. Proverbs 14 and verse 6 says, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. And so trying to obtain wisdom and understanding in life, always getting knowledge but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And all they do is they're just constantly corrupting themselves and corrupting themselves more and more and more and more and more. You know, I've just, you know, with the election yesterday, you know, I was an assembly person or something that's a transgender. The world is all excited because a transgender got elected, the first one that got elected. And I'm like, how can you even think that way? And we're on a path of destruction because we have no understanding, because we're living completely void of the Word of God and who God is. And we wonder why we can't get it right. Because you can't get wisdom if it's apart from who God is. You're constantly on a path that's going down a path of destruction. I was talking to someone this week, and they emailed me and told me they were in their class. They were talking about asked the kids in this class how what they do over the weekend or whatever. And one of the kids said, I guess in Point Pleasant, I didn't know this, but there's a restaurant in Point Pleasant. It's called the Ark. And the kid said, well, we went to the Ark for dinner. And the teacher responded and said, oh, did you see Noah there? And the kid looked at him in amazement and puzzlement, and he didn't know what he was talking about. And the other kid was standing there, and he said, Noah, is Noah the owner? A kid, fifth, sixth grader, had no idea what the Ark is other than it's a restaurant. And no idea who Noah is. We have a generation of people in America that do not even know the basic Bible stories that we learned when we were little kids. They don't know the characters. They don't know the stories. And so you say, well, why in the world is this world so corrupt? Why are people so corrupt? Because they're unwise. And they're unwise because of the fact that they are attaining what they think is wisdom by their own perception and interpretation rather than finding out what is it that God has to say about life. So they're intellectually challenged, they're personally corrupted. Letter C, they're morally contemptible. Morally contemptible. Why? Number one, they mock at sin. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. I was watching some street preachers, and people were mocking them because they were preaching about sin, and this homosexual couple got right in front of them. It was kissing and all this, that, and the others. This preacher was preaching on the street. Why? Because they're mocking the word of God, mocking the man of God. Why is that? Because they're morally contemptible. Because they don't care about what is right and what is just and what is good and what is clean. And so they make a mockery of it. And God already destroyed this world before because of it. And he's going to destroy the world again because of the mockery. You know, that's a path of being unwise. Number two, they believe everything. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 15, it says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well into his going." You know, you can't believe everything everybody says, folks. You know, you got to have discernment. If there's something that's needed in the church today in a believer's life, is a spirit of discernment. You can't accept everything that everybody says. And, you know, I don't believe anything any kid says, amen, dealing with kids. I've said for years, I don't trust any of them. And but you have to have discernment. You have to be able to know what is going on, what is the situation, what does God have to say about it, what is real and what is false. We live in a world now where these kids are more in the virtual world than they are in the real world. And they don't have any discernment whatsoever. And if it's on the screen and they're watching it, to them, that's real. No. You don't believe everything you see. You don't believe everything. Matter of fact, John tells us, don't believe every spirit. But try the spirit, whether it be of God. But see, a unwise person doesn't do that. They just accept things that are relevant to who they are. And so they're morally contemptible. Notice they are not helped by discipline. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 10 tells us a reproof entereth more into the wise man than 100 stripes unto a fool. They don't want to hear discipline. They don't want to hear any instruction. And Proverbs 27 and 22 tells us, though thou shouldst bray a fool in a mortar among the wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Why? Because they are so morally contemptible that they absolutely will not receive any discipline whatsoever. Now, as I mentioned, that young man that we're dealing with right now, the problem is in the home, he's acting as an unwise person. He will not receive any instruction because the instruction is not followed through in a consistent way. But when he comes here, he starts putting on some wisdom because he knows he's not going to get away with that here. So discipline, the path of being unwise is you refuse to be helped by discipline. Well, last thought on being unwise, the last one on unwise, is they're visually blinded. Visually blinded. You know, the God of this world has blinded them, lest the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. They're blinded because they speak without thinking. Proverbs chapter 18 in verse 13 says, "The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire." And then chapter 19 and verse 11 tells us, "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward." And so here is God thundering, God is speaking, God is moving. You know, all this stuff we see going on in the world with the earthquakes and hurricanes and devastation and all this, I believe it's God trying to thunder out, "You better wake up and turn to me." But man is not seeing it that way. They're not responding to it that way. They can't see the difference between it. You know, as I mentioned, this transgender, it's all right for somebody to run as a transgender, but if you say, I'm a Christian, born-again Christian, conservative in my morals and all this, that, and the other, you're some kind of radical terrorist. Why is that? Why is the world looking at it the way? Because they're blinded, that's why. They're on a path of the unwise. So they're talking without even thinking. Does it make any sense what you're saying? Well, they're not even thinking about whether it makes sense or not. They cannot see the road ahead. Proverbs chapter 22 in verse 3 says, But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. They can't comprehend that God is holy and that God inhabits the praise of his people. Proverbs 27 and verse 12 says, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. And so they are cruel, they're wicked, they're mean, because of the fact they cannot see the future. They cannot comprehend what's ahead. You know, they crucified Jesus Christ because they could not comprehend that he was the Son of God. They could not comprehend his goodness. They could not, even though he went about doing good to every person he came in contact with, they could not comprehend the goodness of Christ. And it's because they're on a path of being unwise, and because of that, they are visually blinded because they speak without thinking, and because they cannot see the future. Number three, they are great troublemakers. Proverbs 22 in verse 10. And they just are causing difficulties and trouble. It says, I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. What is that? That's just not where I'm looking in Psalms 22. What am I doing here? Proverbs. Man, I turned too far on that one. Proverbs chapter 22 in verse 10. Amen. Oh, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. And so the way of the unwise, the way to overcome it, you just got to get away from them. You know, don't let them drag you down. Don't let them put you on a path that is foolishness. And otherwise, you're going to fall into the same destruction. The blind lead the blind. They both end up in the ditch. Amen. So let's not go down the path of not being wise. Well, let's get on the path of wisdom here. And notice the wise person will hear, a wise person increases in understanding, where the fool or the scorner does not increase in wisdom and understanding. The wise person is going to increase. Notice why? Number one, because he will hear the word of God. Proverbs chapter 1 in verse 5 tells us, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. And so if I want to be on a path of wisdom, I want to be able to gain a better ability to understand life, then I need to hear what the Word of God has to say. I remember I was in Bible college, Dr. Tom Malone Jr., he was only about 35 years old when I was in Bible college, but what wisdom he had. I mean, he read Proverbs every day. And I'll tell you, he had great insight and discernment. And if we want to increase in our understanding, then we need to hear what God has to say, because God's word addresses every issue in life. There's not one issue in life that you're dealing with that God does not address. You say, where is it? I don't know, find it. It's in there. You got the issue, you find it, amen? But it's in there. You can always find the answer. So you need to hear what the Word of God has to say. Number two, it says in Proverbs 3 that he will inherit glory. Proverbs chapter 3, in the last verse in that chapter, verse 35, says, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. And never forget this, on the path of wisdom, you're listening to what God has to say, and ultimately one day we're going to be in glory with the Lord. And we'll have perfect wisdom and perfect knowledge because we'll be in the presence of God. And what a day that's going to be. But not only that, but the wise person increases in understanding because he will store up what is learned. I try to challenge the students all the time, especially working with the high school kids and some of them that are struggling and won't study or whatever, that they have to understand whatever you learn, nobody can take that away from you. People can do all kinds of things to you, but whatever you learn, you never lose. And so you need to strive to learn all that you can. In Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 9, it says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, he will increase in learning. It's exciting when the kids turn on to what's being taught. And I thought it was interesting. I was teaching consumer math the other day, and we're dealing with maintenance on a house and all this, that, and the other. And you see these kids, oh, great, you know. And how do you budget for the taking care of your home and blah, blah, blah. And so I told them, I said, all right. I said, let's go into real time here. I said, we got to get our bus fixed. And I said, okay, here's how many hours they say it's going to take. And this is how much it costs per hour. How much is it going to cost me in labor to do this? Figure it out. And they were like, oh, my goodness, that's almost $7,000. I said, hey, welcome to the real world. And I said, well, wait a minute, that's not the end. There's parts. What about all these parts? And I started listening to all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I saw the light come on. It was like, hey, this is real. This applies to my life. And it's a person who's going to increase in learn in understanding is going to gain wisdom because of the fact they're going to take what they're learning and they're going to store it up. And I just challenged them. I said, that's what consumer math is. It's what you're going to be doing every day of your life, figuring out how to pay your bills. That's what you're going to be doing. Hallelujah. Isn't that fun and exciting? And I said, but you won't have to worry about somebody jipping you if you can figure out how to keep track of your expenses. And so we had a good time with the class. I get a little crazy in there sometimes. But Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 14 says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. So laying up knowledge. I like what John Newton said. The chief means for attaining wisdom and suitable gifts for the ministry are the Holy Scriptures and prayer. And I'll tell you, you can't beat that for gaining wisdom. Just learning what the Word of God has to say, meditate on the Word of God, apply it into your life, and pray that God will help you to apply those truths in a very practical way every day, because the Bible is relevant every day. So the path of wisdom is one that is increasing in understanding. But it also, letter B, develops discernment. It develops a discernment. What would that do? It says, will bring joy to others. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise man maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Now I can remember when I was a teenager and I wasn't too wise. I was pretty stupid actually. And some of the things I did, and I saw my mom sit there and cry. And I remember once my mom and dad were getting ready to go on vacation, and I got in some trouble, and they were sat. My mom and dad sat there in the living room crying. And Mike, and I'll never forget the words. I can see them sitting in my living room, their living room on the farm, and they're sitting there crying and pleading. They said, Michael, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. And all I could say was, I'm sorry. That's what you always say is, I'm sorry, but you don't gain any wisdom. You go back and do the same thing over and over again. Hallelujah, God saved me and changed all that. And I started studying the Word of God. I started praying and asking God to show me what life is about. And I'm going to tell you, those people that my mother and father that I disappointed for so many years rejoiced when I got saved and started living for God, and there was a different approach to life because now is gaining wisdom. I'm going to tell you, it makes a difference whether you're going down the path of being unwise or whether you're going down the path of wisdom. And so we need to choose to be wise. Store up learning. Why? Because it'll develop discernment where you'll be able to bring joy to others. Number two, you will control the tongue. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19 says, in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that reframeth his lips is wise. Sometimes we just need to shut up. Really. I remember Dr. Whitfield, when I was in Bible college, he started to talk about a situation with a preacher in the class. It was relevant to what we were studying at that moment, and he realized he was going to be talking about another preacher, and he literally just sat there and shut his mouth and went. He said, "Men, that's not something I should talk about." Now let me tell you, that's wisdom. That's wisdom. Because he could have said something very negative and detrimental to the character of another preacher that could have turned one of us young men away from going into ministry because whatever was going on in that person's life. People don't need to know all the dirt. And we need to have wisdom to know when to speak and when not to speak. So it develops discernment. Discernment does that. Discernment controls the tongue. Notice the person who develops discernment will be diligent. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 5, "He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that calls to shame." And I just know this, when we got ready to harvest peas, they would come in, the fellow that was the broker for the peas, he'd come in and I remember him telling my dad's name was Arthur, he used to always call him Art, and he'd come in and he'd check the peas out in the field, you know, and he would say, "Art, they're ready now, run as fast as you can." Why? Because the next day they would start getting hard and the value of the pea was less. And I'm going to tell you, when he said run as fast as you can, we worked all day long and half the night to get those peas off the field when they were at the prime of the value of the pea. And what would you think it's wise as a farmer to say, "Well, I'll get it tomorrow, it'll be okay." No, it's got to be done now. And you need to gain wisdom now. Don't say, "I'm going to put it off tomorrow." You need to know now. Vance Havner said this, "If you lack knowledge, go to school. If you lack wisdom, get on your knees." I like that. Knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is the proper use of knowledge. And that's what I was saying a while ago. A lot of people know a lot of information, but they're dumb as a tack. Amen. Because they don't have wisdom. They have knowledge, but listen, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. I like what Charles Spurgeon said. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is not to be wise. Many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great a fool as a knowing fool. But to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom. So take what you have and see how it works in your life. In that consumer math class, I wanted the kids to take the problem out of the book because all they're doing is getting knowledge. They know how to multiply 2 times 3. They know how to figure out the square footage in a room. That's knowledge. But how does it apply to my life? That's wisdom. And we've got to get wisdom so we can deal with this world that we're dealing with and living in. So a wise person, the path of wisdom increases in understanding, it develops discernment. Letter C, it comprehends God's purpose. Comprehends God's purpose. What? The person who is wise, according to Proverbs 11 and 30, will win souls. It says, "The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall be..." No, that's not where I'm at. Where am I? Proverbs chapter 11 and 30. I'm in the wrong chapter. Man, these trifocals are getting whacked up here tonight. Amen. Can't sing a song, can't read. It's one thing to skip from one verse to another, but when I skip from one book to another, I'm in trouble. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30 says, "The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." And the greatest thing you can do is tell others about who Christ is. For our anniversary of our church, I made up some little tickets. These are just a little invitation card. And our theme for the new year, we're going to be introducing it on our anniversary Sunday on November 19th, is reaching out. That's our theme for the new year. But it has on here the date of our anniversary of the church, 37 years here. And I'm just going to challenge everybody on Sunday. There's some out there right now. Take one of these and personally invite somebody to church. Say, "Look, I'll pick you up if you can't get here. Why don't you come with me? Why don't you offer to take them out for dinner? If you can't pay for it, you don't have the money, Pastor Duano will pay for it." You know. But just use them. I made them up for a personal invitation. We can pass out flyers on doors and we can go door knocking or whatever, but there's somebody that personally you can just say, will you be my friend and go to church with me? Will you befriend me on Sunday? Amen. And come to church and sit with me in church. It's our anniversary and we're going to be rejoicing. We got the choir singing special music. It's going to be a great day. We got folks being baptized and it's going to be an exciting day. Why would we do that? Because wisdom is leading people to Christ. He that winneth souls is wise. But not only that, it comprehends God's purpose. He will turn from sin. Proverbs 14 and verse 16 tells us, it says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. And so a wise person is going to turn away from sin. They want to be closer to the Lord. Number three there, a wise person will have his needs met. And God will take care of us. And you don't have to conform to the world. You just conform to the image of Christ and God will take care of everything. It says that there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. And he will obey the word of God. Proverbs 21 in verse 30 just tells us there is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. And so if you want to be wise with the Lord, then that means you're going to receive his counsel. And so you need to obey it. I like what Chuck Swindoll said. He said, a saying I heard years ago, it doesn't matter what you do, just do something, even if it's wrong. I've heard that saying before. That's the most stupid counsel I ever heard. Never do what's wrong. Do nothing until it's right. Then do it with all your might. That's wise counsel, amen. So that you look at issues and perspectives, that either you're on the side of being unwise or you're on your side of being wise. Which path are you going to take in life? We ought to press towards the path of being wise. Proverbs 4, 5 through 7 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Man, what a challenge to us in pressing on and gaining the wisdom of God. Why? That's where there's peace. That's where there's victory. That's where there's power. That's where we make a difference in people's lives. That's where we see the power of God released. And folks, just press on to be wise. Find out what God has to say about the issue. Amen? And then walk with the Lord. I love it that Enoch walked with God and he was not, for the Lord took him. And I'm thankful that he had enough wisdom to know that in a perverse world that he was living in, it was good and it was okay to walk close to God. And he benefited from it. Amen.